Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Saints and Lions, noon kickoff this Sunday, the first one of the season for the Saints in the Motor City against the Detroit Lions. Dan Miller joining us now, voice of the Detroit Lions. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys tonight?
Good. How keen is the fan base on Matt Patricia right now?
Well, I want to see him win. I mean, they haven't won for a couple of years, so I think management kind of threw down a mandate last year that he had to win this year or he would not be back. And I think fans kind of follow in lockstep with that. I think probably most of the equity is gone, if not all of it. So they want to see him win.
Now, Dan, I'm a Matthew Stafford fan, and I'm like, well, the Lions fans don't want him anymore. It's run its course. Send him to New Orleans. Send him here with Sean Payton, because I think Matthew Stafford could spin it. And this is it all about truly because I think he's viewed with football people as one of the best quarterbacks with still a lot left in the tank. But it just seems like, I guess, that you're not winning, that he gets a raw deal in Detroit.
Yeah, it's kind of a polarizing thing, I'd say, Bobby, in terms of how people view him. There are some people that just think he's a stats guy and get rid of him. And there are a lot of people that believe, like I do and like you do, that he's a heck of a football player. And that, you know, while he is not without some blame, I think more of the problem has been a function of what they've put around him offensively, where for the most part throughout his career, he's never had a running game. And then defensively, where he's constantly had to play from behind because they've had defenses over the years. For many of the years that he's been there, they haven't been able to stop anybody. So I'm in your camp. I agree. I think he's a heck of a player. I think you can absolutely win with him. I think there's a lot of football left in him. And you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. You know, hopefully they win this year. Nobody talks about it. But if they don't down the line and there was a regime change, it would be interesting to see what would happen with Matthew, if this thing would be headed towards some sort of rebuild or something like that. But I'm with you. I think the guy's a heck of a quarterback. I think he can make throws a lot of guys can't make. I think he's cool under pressure, but you know, he needs more around him to finish that picture.
Now, Dan, looking at I guess trying to help him out, I was reading where the Lions beat up that running attack, drafting multiple interior linemen in the first 4 rounds for the first time since 78. How has that worked out? And where, I know it's a small sample size, but how's their running game? Not so much, or what?
It's been okay. It's been enough that I think defenses have had to respect it. You know, you got behind in the Green Bay game, and it kind of came off the table that you couldn't run it anymore. But I think if you watch the game late last week against Arizona, they did respect the play action, and I think that helped Matthew out. But, you know, big picture, they've tried. I mean, they've drafted running backs and drafted offensive linemen and signed guys for big contracts. They just haven't been able to figure this thing out. I think the early signs this year are okay. I think they're somewhat promising that they're going to be able to at least have a representative running game. But, you know, it's really been kind of crazy over the years because it's not like they've just not worried about it. They've tried. They just, from coaching staff to coaching staff and regime to regime, haven't been able to figure that thing out.
Now, Dan Ball, I'm a big fan of his as far as stretching the field, and looks like he'd be ready to roll against the Saints. Kenny Golladay, I think he came back last year, the third round draft pick in 2017. I was reading where he led the NFL in 25-yard catches, right at 1,200 yards receiving, basically. Boy, that's one thing with the Saints. Why not throw it up to them? Probably going to call pass interference. And I'm sure that they're going to challenge the Saints that way, too.
He's a heck of a player. He really is. And he just got back, as you alluded to, last week. And he led the NFL in receiving touchdowns last year and had one right out of the gate this week against Arizona. He's a really, really good football player that is getting better. He's got two consecutive 1,000-yard seasons. He's a big guy, knows how to use his body. He just kind of completes the picture for them. And it's a nice compliment to Marvin Jones, who, you know, a lot of people don't talk about, but he's a heck of a player as well. And then weapons aren't a problem offensively. When you start throwing in, you know, Danny Amendola and Marvin Hall, who's been just kind of a big play guy for them, had a long one called back last week. And then, you know, they drafted Swift and they got Kerryon Johnson, and Adrian Peterson has shown that he's got something left in the tank even still. So, you know, they haven't scored. I think they'd be the first to tell you as much as they would like to. They've left some points out there. But I think when you look at this team overall, that offense is pretty good, or at least it should be. It's the defense where most of the questions are right now.
And, boy, Dan, when it comes down to, you know, the NFL could be a game-winning kick or not, well, I think we really like here in New Orleans our duo of kickers and punters. I'm looking at Morris Dead and Will Lutz. We confident game-winning kick that they're going to make it. I think the Lions have that in Matt Prater, one of the best kickers in the league, and how clutch he's been.
Yeah, he's terrific, and you know he's good from distance, and he's good inside the 40. You can count on him being money there, and he obviously kicked the game winner against Arizona. So I think they feel good late in games, as you alluded to, the Saints do as well, that if they get into a situation where they need somebody to kick, you know, something. I mean, he's got the NFL record at 64, but I think they feel good, you know, regular situation that if he's within, you know, 55, even out to 58 yards, you could try it and feel pretty good about it. So I think they feel like they're in pretty good shape there.
Dan, have the Lions made a decision for the year about fans? Are they going to have fans? Will they at all at any point this year?
You know, it's going to come down to what the governor wants to do. They've said that for the first two games they will not, which this one is the second home game they've had. The kind of whispers have been that they're hoping for November that they might be able to have some fans in there, but it really is a decision between Governor Whitmer and the organization as to how they do this or if they can do this. So I really don't know the answer to that. I know they'd like to get some in there, but I wouldn't, you know, if I had to lay money on it, I'd say it might be a difficult thing for them to get that to happen this year. We'll have to wait and see. We're all guessing at this point, but for the here and now, there are no fans in Ford Field.
Yeah, it looks like that home game you're talking about against the Colts, November the 1st, right before the election. So,
yeah, well, we'll see if that plays into it. But, you know, it's just tough to say because it's, you know, it depends on what the numbers are, and it's been up and down in Michigan. And unfortunately it, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we had one of our worst days since April. So I know they're keeping an eye on that stuff. And it's bigger than the Lions, but it impacts them obviously in that decision.
Dan Miller, voice of the Detroit Lions. And Dan, I remember I've been at Ford Field a couple of times when I was doing the sidelines, and I don't know. People ask me what it looks like. It almost looks like a warehouse from the outside. Like, it really does.
It was a warehouse. You're exactly right. It was a warehouse. One side of the building is still where the suites are cut in on the side where the press box is still the remnants of that warehouse, and they built the suites into those. So they incorporated, you know, an old warehouse into what became Ford Field and kind of built out from there. So it's kind of, they tried to incorporate a little bit of old Detroit into new Detroit. So you are spot on in your architecture there.
I didn't know the story behind it, but I felt like every time I had been in, I was like, man, pulling up to the stadium, you're like, it looks like a warehouse. It's just, I don't know. Dan, thanks for the time.
That's what they were going for.
All right, Dan.
Dan Miller, voice of the Detroit Lions. Thanks for the time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.